I refuse to turn my air conditioning on.
Oh, mine's on.
It's off. Couldn't take it,
No, my brothers are
huh?
upstairs. I was not even attempting. I look at my
Yeah.
husband, like, put that thing in the window. Let's move
It's 89 about right here on the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I was sleeping last night. It was 70 degrees and oh, so nice. All right, we are ready, Chairman.
Okay, let's do this. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways: notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board at the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call a roll?
Mr. Weissman,
Here.
Mr. Patel, Kalpesh.
Yes.
Yes, sorry.
No, it's okay. I muted you before you were talking. Mr. Reggio, oh, you made it, right? Hi. Mr. Reggio is here. Mr. Blount? Hey, Rodney's here. Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag right behind you?
Pledge allegiance to the flag.
Faith in America. To the republic, which stands one nation, under God, indivisible,
justice for all.
Of course, the finish line with that one. Mr. Keneally, do we have any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, we have two changes to tonight's agenda. The application of Derek Bradshaw and Ingrid Gonzalez, 1500 Quincy Street, will be continued to June 8th, 2023, with no further notice. The other change we have is Carlos Arroyo, 38 Murray Avenue. That will be adjourned until May 11th. That applicant must. Those are the changes I have.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Let's go to item number 5, 23-ZB-21V, Shafiqua Papala.
Yes, hi, this is Shafiqua.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
There's two of us here.
Is the truth?
Yes.
Okay, can we have your name and address, please?
I'm sorry,
little,
you broke up.
Yeah,
you're breaking up.
Cutting out a little bit.
Could we have your name and address, please?
Is that for me?
Yes.
Hi, it's Shafiqua, last name Popal, address 9 Brook Hollow Road in Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Sure. So my husband Alex is here with me. We purchased the house last year as is. To find out that the garage was converted into living space, and we just want to keep it as is.
Mr. Hinterstein, do you have any questions or comments on this, sir?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Actually, the only comment I have is that, again, this house was built in 1974, which is prior to the garage ordinance. So I don't see any issue with the conversion itself. There are three vehicle parking spaces that are available on the driveway. So it meets the RSIS for off-street parking. My only concern would be that they are going to be required to get the building permits to get the necessary inspections to make sure that the garage conversion was done in an appropriate manner. So they're going to have to, the only condition I would recommend is that they get the appropriate building permits and inspections so that we know that the conversion was done in a safe and appropriate manner in accordance with the law.
Got it. Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions for this applicant? Ms. Papa, you heard the conditions put forth by Mr. Hinterstein about the inspection?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I totally
and
agree.
And you agree to
I
that?
I do agree to that. Yeah, I actually want to do that before we start living in that. I have a little four-year-old. And I want to make sure everything is done reasonably, safely. Safety is our priority. So, yes,
smart
I
move.
Do agree.
Absolutely great thing to hear. Hearing no other members of the board have any questions, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions for this application?
Questions or comments?
Questions or comments. I apologize, Mr. Keneally.
No one, Chairman.
Okay. Yeah, seeing none and hearing none, I'm going to make a motion to approve this application with the condition Henry put forth with the inspection.
I'll second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel? Kalpesh.
Come on, Kalpesh.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
And Kalpesh?
Yes.
Thank you.
Your application has been approved with the one condition that we just discussed. We will memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting and mail that document to you. You don't need to be present for that.
That's perfect. Thank you guys so much.
Good luck.
Laura, thank you. Laura, I appreciate all your assistance. I know we've been back and forth 100 million times, so I really do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you, anytime. Gentlemen.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Have a great night, everyone. Thank you again.
We all love Laura. Let's go to item number 722-ZB-12V. Mega Patel?
Is Mega Patel present?
Yes, I'm here.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Mega Patel, 14 Linden Street, Piscataway.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Yeah, so we would like to install gazebo in our backyard, and we came to know, right, the township requires a permit, so we are just putting in a permit to install a gazebo. The location is going to be in the backyard towards the left-hand corner of our property.
Okay. Mr. Hinterstein, could you go over your site impact?
Yeah, really. Don't have too many issues with this application other than the fact that they're a little bit too close to that rear property line. Yeah. They requested a 2-foot variance. The requirement is an 8-foot rear yard setback for an accessory structure. I think a good compromise would be half of that in this particular case, since it is a corner lot. And they do have a parking lot behind them that's part of the park, the township park. But that being said, I still think 4 feet is the more appropriate setback, which is a little bit more in line with the accessory structure setbacks and what a typical shed setback variance would be approved for.
Right. Can I please say, this is actually, I understand with the shed, but this is just the gazebo. And like you said, there is no residence behind us. If that's of any concern, it's just mainly an open area, all of that left corner on our space. So we would actually like to request, if not 2 feet, can we at least have 3 feet variance on that? Literally, there are just a couple trees along our fence line, and there is no obstructions to any of the other residents or any of the other properties in the back. It's just an open space.
I think the 3 feet would be acceptable, which is in line with the shed. 100 square foot shed ordinance due to the fact that there is just the township parking lot behind this. I don't think it really has much of an impact. So I think that the 3 feet's acceptable. So Mr. Chairman, I don't have an issue with that.
Thank you, Henry. Appreciate that. It's a good compromise with the residents.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Henry. I appreciate it.
Any other members of the board have any questions for this application or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay. I'm going to close the public portion and make a motion to approve the application with the shed being moved 3 feet, not 4 feet, as stated in the site impact. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Good.
Just for the record, it's gazebo, not shed.
I apologize. I got the two of them.
I would have wrote it up the right way. Don't worry. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Kalpesh Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application as amended has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and mail that document to you. You don't need to be present for that.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Good luck. Let's shoot on over to item number 9, 23-ZB-24V, Wallace Tillman.
Yes.
Present. Mr. Tillman, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
I swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
So help me God.
Thank you. And your name and address, please.
Wallace Tillman, 85 North Randolphville Road, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you. Mr. Tillman, could you explain to the board why you're here?
Yes, board members. I'm here because I wanted to get a variance to have an additional foot added onto my fence. In the prior location that my wife lived, we had a corner property. And on the corner property, when I went to get a permit, they told me that I could only go 4 feet on the corner property because I'm on the corner. But if I wanted to have a privacy part behind my house, I can go up to 6 feet. And so that's what I did. So when my wife and I moved to Piscataway, I was under the same assumption that being that I don't live on the corner, I have I'm on the main street and there's like no 50% solid on my fence. Everything is completely open. So when the guy came to install it, he said, well, you know, we've installed other fences here in Piscataway and some of them was on the corner and there was at least 6 feet. I said, well, I was told that I can only have 4 feet. So he said, well, I don't understand that because you're not on the corner. You should be able to have 5 feet. I said, well, I'm telling you what I was told. So when I did the 5 feet and the inspector came out to inspect, he said, well, wait a minute. You know, this is five. According to your request, you know, you wanted four and this is what we approved for, but now it's up five. So I was told at that point that I need to get a variance and see if the board would approve me to have the additional 5 feet. My property is completely open, 90% open. There's no solid on the fence at all. So it's like 10% solid, 90% completely open, and it's not on the corner. So I'm requesting additional, allow me to keep the additional foot that I went over on the fence. Please.
Mr. Henderson, could you please interject?
Yeah, I mean, this is a case of basically, I mean, it's a unique case because Mr. Tillman applied for a permit. I assume he came into the township when he applied for the permit, was told that you're allowed only a 4 foot fence, 50% solid in a front yard. That's what he represented on the permit that he submitted. It's very clear on the permit that he put in for 4 foot high, 50% solid. As you know, to then go and do something that basically conflicts with the permit that you were given and what you were told is not a hardship. It's a self-created hardship. So unfortunately, whether a contractor told Mr. Tillman something that he shouldn't have, I don't know. That's between Mr. Tillman and the contractor. I'm not privy to what his conversation was. All I do know is he came in, he asked for a permit for a 4 foot, 50% solid fence within the front yard setback, and he put up a 5 foot fence. Case law is very clear on self-created hardships. They're not hardships, they're self-created occurrences. In this particular case, there's nothing that justifies the issuance of the variance. Because if you issue this variance based on a self-created hardship, then what will happen is, what's the point of zoning? What's the point of permitting and requirements? Because then people will do whatever they want, say they didn't know, or we made a mistake and come in here and ask for forgiveness. And then the problem is that now instead of 10-foot side yard setbacks, you have 8-foot side yard setbacks. Instead of 40-foot front yard setbacks, you have 30-foot front yard setbacks. If people just do whatever they want. In this particular case, what's even more unique is the fact that he came into the office, filed for the permit, noted on the permit what is allowed, so he knows what was allowed. So I just don't understand why he went, regardless of what somebody told him. And if he knew a permit was necessary and he wanted to change the height of the fence, if he would have come back into the board and asked, or back into the township and asked, hey, can I put on this 5-foot fence or I want to modify my permit? He clearly would have been told that that's not acceptable. And he wouldn't have gone through the trouble of putting in this fence and now being in the predicament that he's in. So, again, I mean, I feel for him. And, you know, I don't know what his intentions were, but it's very clear he came in, he got a permit for a 4-foot fence, and he didn't put in a 4-foot fence. So, I mean, the options are you could relocate it to the front yard setback. I think the house is set back more than what the setback requirement is. But, you know, in a front yard setback, it has to be 4 feet and 50% solid. We usually have a little bit more leeway on corner properties. This is not a corner property. This is a regular property. And again, a permit was issued for the fence that is allowed. And he went and he put in a fence that is not allowed. So I don't know. Again, I don't see any justification for any kind of hardship variance here.
May I ask a question?
Yes, Mr. Tillman, go ahead.
Well, I just want to be clear on things. I guess my concern was when I seen all the other neighbors in the area that had 6-foot fence and it was all solid. You couldn't see them at all. Rather than having 50% solid, it was 100% solid because there was nothing, you couldn't see anything in their property. And mine is not even 6 foot, mine is 5. And I'm seeing not just one. I mean, I've taken pictures of them.
Mr. Tillman, there is nobody between Grandview Avenue and William Street on your side of the street that I can think of that has a 6-foot solid fence in the front yard setback in the front of their house that's not a corner property and received the variance prior to putting it up.
I don't know what I mean. I don't know what else to do, guys. I was trying to do everything within my understanding as far as getting permits for the shed, getting permit for the fence, getting permit for the electrical. I'm new here in the area. I was trying to do everything I was supposed to do.
It sounds like you did part of it. You did the front part of it. On the back end, it seems like you took the advice of the contractor who gave you bad advice. So your beef might be just with him. I mean, you applied for what you applied for, and your construction guy put in a different fence. I don't mean a different fence, but a different height. So your beef might be with him, and let him incur the cost of moving the fence.
Okay, so let me get a more clearance. I understand he says I can still have the 5 foot as long as I move it back 2 feet from the front. Am I correct on that?
It has to be on the front yard setback. So I believe in an R15 zone, the front yard requirement is
40 feet.
Excuse me?
40.
40. So 40 feet from the property line, you could have a 5-foot, that 5-foot fence. It's not a problem. The problem is that it's all the way out within that front yard setback, which is not, you know, most people, and you could, you know, as you see on North Rand, don't have their front yards fenced unless it's a small picket fence. Again, 50% solid 4-foot fence, not a problem. But for a 5-foot fence, it has to be 40 feet off of the property line. So I don't know how your house sits on the lot if it's 40, 50, 60 feet away from the property line. But you can go what the ordinance says you can go, and that's 40 feet from the property line, 50 feet probably from the curb. It depends because the property line and the right-of-ways are a little bit different on North Randable Road than on most streets because it's a little bit of a wider street. So you're allowed 40 feet from the property line. That's where you could relocate the fence to. You know, it can't be in the front yard setback.
So do I need another permit for that?
You would need to come in and modify that permit that you already received. I think if you came in and showed it as a 5-foot fence on the front yard setback, you could probably modify it. I'm going to have to check with the other zoning officer on that and whether or not she'll allow you to modify the permit or if you're going to need a new permit to remove it and then now put in a new location. since that other permit was for a 4-foot fence and this is a 5-foot, I'm thinking you might need to get a new zoning permit showing the new location and the new height of the fence.
Okay, one last question. So if I were to take a foot off the top of the foot, off the top of the fence, and it's 4 foot, am I within my rights to do that?
You can. The only thing you're not allowed to have is a spike top on the fence. So the fence has to have a flat height fence. You're not supposed to have pickets or, you know, anything sharp. It might be easier actually to cut the bottom of the fence and then reinstall it. But
there is no spikes on top of the fence now. It's completely flat. There's no spikes.
I'm saying if you're allowed to have a 4-foot fence, but the other part of the ordinance in town is you're not supposed to have spikes, barbed wire, anything that somebody could impale or get hurt on. So if you cut the fence, although it's flat now, you need to be at 4 feet. So if you cut a foot off of your fence, I have this feeling that now you're going to have the spindles will be sticking up. I don't see how you could do that. If you can do it, great. As long as the top is flat and there's no protrusions.
It's flat and it'll be the same caps that's on it now. There's nothing spiking, sticking up. It's completely flat. All the way around.
If you could get it to 4 foot and flat, that's fine. That's allowed.
Do I need a permit to do that?
No.
No, because you already have a permit for a 4 foot, 50% solid.
What do I need to get approval if I have that done then, without having to set back 4 feet or 40 feet or 50 feet or whatever it is you said?
You just need to modify the fence so that it's 4 feet and that there's no spike top to it or no spindles protruding out the top.
So I need to come in
and then just call the code enforcement officer that issued the violation and he'll inspect it and he'll approve it.
So I don't have to do any additional paperwork. That's what you're telling me, right?
No. Don't have to do any additional paperwork.
Just take the foot off the top of the fence.
It has to be what you represented, a 4 foot, 50% solid, no spike top.
Unbelievable. Okay.
Okay, Mr. Tillman.
The applicant is also here for two other variances.
It's either that or I have to take the whole damn thing down.
Understood.
Thank you.
Henry, what are the other
chairman? There are two other variances that listed.
Yeah, I believe the other variances. There's a 20-foot rear yard setback for a deck, which is existing. Don't have any issue with that. The deviation is de minimis. It's been there for a while. And then the shed is only a 0.5 foot off of the requirement. That's also been there for quite some time. I don't see any issues with that. Okay. So I don't have any issues with the existing variances for the shed and the deck.
So you're recommending that they grant two variances and deny the third?
That's my recommendation.
Anyone else on the board have any questions or comments? Okay. Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions about this application or comments?
No one, Chairman.
Okay. Hearing none, I'm going to close the public portion and make a motion to approve the two latter requests rather. And do we deny the 5-foot fence? But
yes. Yeah, you would be granting the rear yard setback in the shed location and denying the fence, 5-yard fence, 5-foot right. fence.
So, okay, so that motion is so made. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel? Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Thank you. And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Tillman, two variances were granted this evening. One was denied. We will prepare a written document and mail that document to you.
I think he's off already.
Okay. He knows what he has to do. All right, let's go on to item number 10, 22-ZB-110V, Joe Marniel.
Is Jamar Neal present?
Hello, I am present.
Mr. Neal, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
I swear.
Thank you. Could I have your name and address, please?
Jamar Neal, 221 2nd Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
I'd like to install a privacy fence on a corner lot at 221 2nd Ave. The backyard of my residence is on Brentwood Avenue. The front is on 2nd Avenue.
Mr. Hinterstein, do you have any comments or questions about this application?
I think my recommendation on this application was that the applicant should just move the fence a little bit further back. Again, so that it's, you know, this is a 50-foot front yard setback requirement due to the RR1 zone. The lots are quite substantial in this area. They're all approximately an acre or larger. So I don't think moving the fence back another 7 feet would really cause any undue hardship to Mr. Neal due to the fact that the backyard is still going to be quite substantial, probably more than a half an acre. So if you didn't have a problem with the relocating it just slightly further back, 30 feet from the property line, I think that keeps the site corridor of Brentwood Drive open a little bit more than what's proposed now. And other than that, I think the only other requirement was providing 5-foot temporary construction easements along both road frontages for possible future road construction. There were temporary easements if the township were ever to do some work in the right of way and we damaged, let's say, the lawn, we would be required to fix it, but we would have then the permission to do so by having that temporary construction easement.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Neal.
I was just going to ask the architect if possible, if we can keep it, what we plan to do was, it is a substantial yard, but I wanted to maintain this as much as possible. If it's not a line of sight issue, if maybe we can just split the 7 in half and maybe meet there, would that be something that we can do?
Deal.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we'll split the difference, let's call it 27 feet instead of 30. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. And
thank you.
If you're okay providing, the township will prepare the temporary easement, construction easement documents.
Yes, I'll provide.
You'll agree that? Again, it's temporary. It's only if there's a construction that's done on the street, and only if we go into that 5-foot area that's adjacent to the property line. We'd be responsible to repair it, but we would have then the ability to do so with your permission to fix it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions for this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay. I'm going to close the public portion, and I make a motion to approve the application with the compromise between Henry and Mr. Neal. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Please call roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Kalpesh?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Neal, your application has been approved as amended. We will draw this up in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be there for that, but we'll mail that document to you.
Thank you.
Good luck. Good luck, sir.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Let's move on to item number 11, 23-ZB16B, Hitesh Bhatt.
Is Hitesh Bhatt present?
Yep.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
So it's a Hitesh Bhatt, and address is 76 Montgomery Street, Piscataway, New Jersey. Sorry.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
So I have three kids, and actually I have my mother also living with me. So I have a ranch, and it's an L-shaped house right now. So I'm trying to square it up and put the one floor above, so all the kids get the bedroom, and my mom also gets the bedroom on the first floor. So while I'm spending the money, I thought I should like do the open layout and put it out the money to proper, like a proper house. So that's what I'm trying to do. And I see there were a couple of the items. I mean, one of the concern I saw was a house is going to be 5,000 feet. I don't think it's going to be 5,000. It's going to be somewhere around 3,900 square feet. So that's one miss on our end, I noticed. And architect will explain you also, but I am asking if it's okay to get me the sizing so I can get the proper size of house for all the kids and my mother. My kids are younger, so they will be here for at least next 8 years with me.
Well, Henry, Mr. Hinterstein, would you please address some of the issues that the applicant has already addressed and some others that you have on your side impact?
Yeah, I mean, basically, the problem here is that you have a lot in an R75 zone, I believe. It's approximately 7,500 square feet, which is what's allowed in the zone. What's allowed is 20% coverage. So you're allowed a footprint of 1,500 square feet. You know, if you came in with a plan that maybe had 22%, 22.5%, the board could look at that and say, yeah, it's a deviation, but, considering, you have kids or your mom wants to live there, it may be acceptable. But, you're going from a house now, and my report doesn't say that the house is 5,000 square feet. It says it's going to have a proposed over 5,000 square feet in gross floor area, square foot area, which is different than the footprint of the house.
Okay.
So, that's just to give you an idea that right now you have a gross floor area in that ranch house of approximately 2,200 square feet, and you're pretty much, quite substantially more than doubling it. So, yeah, there's, you have the basement, you have the first floor, you have the second floor. I think you need to go back to your architect or your engineer, whoever did the plans for you. Mm-hmm. And my suggestion would be is to try to come up with a solution or a revised plan that gets you closer, much closer, to the 22.5%, 23% range, if you want to, I think, the board to look at this favorably. But to come in here and ask for, 28% coverage, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to fly, no.
At least it's my opinion that it's not going to happen. Ultimately, the board makes that decision. Also, I need, a zoning table to be provided on the plan that shows all the setback and coverage requirements in this zone, what's existing and what's proposed. So it's very clear to us what the variances are for your proposal. Also note that if you're asking for a setback variance, then the 18-inch overhangs that you have on any soffit or roof mm-hmm. has to be counted towards the setback. You don't get 18 inches if you request a variance. You only get 18 inches if you meet the setback requirement. They'll let you go another 18 inches on an overhang or a soffit or second floor cantilever. Mm-hmm. But once you put yourself in a variance situation, now any cantilever or overhang or soffit is counted towards the setback requirement. So you only get the overhang requirement or the overhang exemption if, you have a first floor that complies with that setback requirement. Also, you need to have a garage that's 12 by 20 so it meets the ordinance. The garage that you had provided on the plan was much shorter, I believe, than the 20 feet.
I think it's 15 and a half.
As a garage.
Yeah.
So
that one I can adjust, yeah.
And then same thing, you have encroachments into the side yard setback that were quite substantial. The Bilco doors, that side entry, you might want to look to see if you could somehow relocate those to the rear of the property, because again, you only have an 8-foot side yard setback. If you were going 1 or 2 feet into the side yard setback, I would say perhaps that's not a problem, but you're going, you know, 4 feet, 5 feet into the setback with those Bilco doors. That's a problem. So I think you need to look at the intensity of the variances that you're requesting, mm-hmm. and especially that coverage variance. Those are the main things I think you need to go back and look at when you attempt to revise this plan. And you could revise the plan, and then be more than happy to take a look at it for you before you come back to the board, so that, you know, we don't waste your time or the board's time at a meeting trying to do this at a meeting. I think you need to try to work this out with your architect, get it close, and then maybe approach me during working hours, or send me an email of the PDF, you know, the plans in the PDF format, so that I could review them and give you some feedback perhaps before the next meeting.
Yep.
Thank you, Henry. Mr. Bott, I think that recommendation by our township engineer is the proper course to take at this juncture. We can put this, or we can move this off to another date once your architect, Mr. Hinterstein, and yourself can work through the particulars to come up with a plan and a some details that the township can live with and you would be happy with as well.
Okay, appreciate it.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Well, Sean, we have to give him a date tonight so he doesn't have to notice again.
Yeah, I would recommend June 8th. I think the meeting is probably too quick.
Fine. Is that good with you, Mr. Bott? June 8th?
Yeah.
Gives you enough time between now and then to get with your architect and get with Mr. Hinterstein?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks again.
So anyone here on the Bott application, 76 Montgomery Street, it is going to be carried to June 8th with no further notice by the applicant. The only notice we received is my announcement here tonight.
Okay, have a good night, sir. Let's move on to item number 12, 23-ZB-28V, Adam Berhani.
Adam Berhani, present.
Yes, Adam Berhani.
Raise your right hand. You swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes, I swear.
Your name and address, please.
Name is Adam Berhani. Address is 10 Harmony Street, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Mr. Berhani, could you explain to the board why you're here?
All right. Two things. I have two variances in this one. One is to keep a remaining shed that's existing that is closer than should be for the property line. It's existing shed that I bought when I bought the property back in 2016. I'd like to install a privacy fence around the property. The second variance is for the shed. I'm sorry, not the shed. The fence side that will be on Linden Place. I was requesting for a variance to install the fence on that side of the street.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hinterstein, can you offer some insight onto this?
Yeah, I really don't have any issue with the shed location due to the fact that the fence that's being put in is going to help buffer that and screen it out. My only issue is this is a corner property, and I think on, I believe it's Harmony Street. No, I'm sorry. It's on Linden, correct?
Also, yes, Harmony.
The fence line on Linden needs to be moved back so it's a minimum of 10 feet off the property line. I think that's, again, if the requirement in the zone is 35 feet. The fact that I think we're asking for 10 feet is a pretty good compromise. And I think that keeps that corridor open enough where it doesn't cause an issue for anybody parking their cars on Linden Place. So as long as you're in agreement to that, I think we could look favorably upon this application and leave the shed where it is.
All right. Thank you for your recommendation. I would like to ask if there is no line of sight issue, probably an adjustment of possibly making it 8 feet from the property line. The only reason I'm asking for this adjustment is because it will leave me a clearance of 10 feet if we go with the 8 feet from the property line from the fence to my house. And also allow me to connect the fence properly. I have some trees lining the back of the house, and having 8 feet from the property line will allow me to successfully connect it without disrupting anything on the back of the property line.
Yeah, I mean, looking at this one, to be honest with you, I think the 10 foot is necessary. And the reason being is I think there's some other homes on Linden Place. And the reasoning for it is it's not the site triangle well, it's partially the site triangle. I think where it's shown, where the highlight was shown, it's very close to being in the site triangle. With it moving back the 10 feet, we're definitely out of the site triangle, number one. But the more important thing is I want cars that are pulling out of their driveways on Linden Place to be able to have a full car length of visibility. So if their back of their car is at the curb line, when they're looking down either side of the street, well, towards your house, that fence is a full car length now set back from the street. So I again, you got to remember the requirement is 35 feet.
Yeah.
In a case like this, a lot of times we've told people to match the fence up with the house because your house is already substantially into that front yard setback. So, I mean, a lot of times people will line up the fence with the back corner of the house so that it matches the house. And in this case, you would have 18 feet of a setback requirement. So I think we need the full 10 in this particular case. I think that'll take it to in front of your sidewalk. So it'll still be a foot or two outside of your sidewalk that's along the side of the house. And I just think that's the appropriate location in this particular case.
Okay. Just so you know, that street Linden Place, there's no sidewalk there. That's all full grass there. Mm-hmm. The curb in the street. So it's not like a normal street there on Linden Place.
No, I understand.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure that was clear.
That's not what had the impact on it.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Brahani, I think it's a good deal, to be honest with you. When it couldn't be 35 and we're only asking for 10, I think yes. You're ahead of the game at this point. I'd fold my cards and push away from the table at this point.
So, yeah, it's no problem. I just okay. wanted a question on this.
No, I want you to get all the clarification you are entitled to without question.
That's fine. I just want to make sure I submit a permit for this going forward, and I wanted to change it to a 4 foot on that side. That's no problem, right, if I decide to do that?
Not a problem. You could go up to the property line with a 4 foot, 50% solid fence.
Like a picket fence is fine, 4 feet, right?
You could do that at any time without an approval. That's perfect. That's the ordinance.
Thank you.
Any other questions from any members of the board? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments for this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'd like to make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel? Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Cal Pesh?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, Laura.
Mr. Brahani, your application as amended has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and mail that document to you. You don't need to be present for that.
Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Adam. Good luck,
Mr. Brahani.
Thank you.
Let's take it up to item number 13, 23-ZB-26V, Kirka Tumahamar Patel. I killed that. I'm really sorry, by the way.
What a problem.
Is Kumar Patel present?
Yes.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Could you give us your name and address, please?
Yes. My name is Kirti Kumar Patel. The address is 1208 Brookside Road, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Yes. We'd like to add another story to our ranch house that we purchased in 2016. And we'd also like to request... as we have 8 foot on one side, we would like to extend it to 10 foot for the renovations.
No, 10 foot.
Mr. Hinterstein, can we take a look at this?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, you're saying that the addition is being indented slightly?
Ms. Patel?
Yes, sorry, the voice was cut off a little bit.
Henry,
the addition's not going to be any closer to the side property line, correct?
Correct.
So you're actually, I believe you're actually indenting it slightly so that the addition actually complies with the side yard setback, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Again, from Dawn's report on this particular one, she did the report on this. It seems like The variances for the existing conditions are de minimis, even though we're going up with a second story. I believe it's 8.7 instead of 10. Okay. So there's really no, I think, any issues with
the any issues. Okay, great.
And the variances that are being requested.
Great. Any other members of the board have any questions for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
Yes, Brian Rack.
Okay.
Can I have your name and address, please?
Oh, wait. I have to let him talk. Sorry. Okay, thank you, Desmond.
Yeah, I was going to say. Brian Rack, 1247 Brookside Road.
Sorry. Thank you. Mr. Rack, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yep.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
I just wanted to say, like, I'd support this. No problems. They're surrounded by three giant two-story houses that are much closer to the road than they are. It's going to look, honestly, better to have a two-story house there than one story. That's all I had. Thanks.
That's great. Thanks for the input.
Thanks, Brian.
Any other members of the public?
No, Chairman.
Okay. Hearing no other comments from the public, I'd like to close the public portion and make a motion to approve this.
I'll second.
Thanks,
let me now mute Kalpesh. Okay.
Just call the roll.
What a day. Mr. Weissman.
Yes.
Kalpesh.
Did you mute him?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, Kalpesh. Thank
you. You're almost there, Kalpesh. Mr. Riggio. Yeah. Roy. Mr. Blount.
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka.
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Patel, your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document next week at our next meeting, and we will mail that document to you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Have a good night. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Good night.
Let's move on to item number 14, the adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of March 23rd, 2023.
First resolution is for St. Moses and Anba Abram Coptic Orthodox Church, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio? Mr. Duca?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Cahill?
Chairman Cahill.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Next up, Padula Parthi, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel? Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Duca?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next resolution, Patricia Beloff, which you voted to approve. Mr.
Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
I just muted him again.
Mr. Reggio?
Yeah.
Mr. Duca?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions for this evening.
Item number 15, the adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of March 23rd, 2023. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Item number 16, adjournment. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Thanks, guys.
Aye. Okay.
I appreciate you more than you know.
Hey, guys, just for your information, our room that we used to be in, for you newer people, you don't remember the room. They are retrofitting it for Zoom, so we will be doing hybrid in person, and people at home can still watch on Zoom. I don't know when it's starting. It's a little ways away, but they're retrofitting the room now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
It'll be interesting.
Well, we'll see what happens. Thanks again for all your help and for volunteering.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, guys. Good night,
everyone.